Well, did you want to say anything else, Ruthie, now?
I don't know what to say.
We haven't really planned things to say. How about you, Mama? You got anything?
Have you told him
about our trip to Minnesota?
Oh, we mentioned it.
Did you tell him about Connie?
No, you can tell him about that too.
Well, we went to Minnesota this summer. They just told me they told you already. We haven't heard the tape yet. And there was only one girl my age. And we had lots of fun together. It was the first time that Kenny or I had ever been on a farm. And her name was Connie. She's
Don
Holland's girl. And they have a great big nice farm, and we ran around there, and I got to ride on a tractor, and I got to ride on a hay wagon, and I almost rode on a horse, but I was a chicken. And I got to feed the chickens, and I got to collect eggs. Now they're making fun of me again.
You went for a boat ride in Mississippi.
Oh, and we went on
Wally's boat.
Wally Holland?
Mm-hmm.
Wally Holland's cabin cruiser down the Mississippi.
Moonlight.
Yeah, it was a moonlight cruise. It was really neat. And we saw Wisconsin from there. And when we were in Minnesota, we went up to Duluth and saw Lake Superior. You couldn't see anything but water all the way around. And we saw a ghost ship while we were there. We didn't know it was a ghost ship at the time, but later on, Adeline sent us a letter and a newspaper clipping telling it was a ghost ship. And we saw this great big Greek ship, I guess it was. They were yelling orders around in Greek, so...
I thought they were talking French.
Oh, you said it was Greek.
Oh, okay.
You said it was Greek. You guys said it. Oh, and let's see. Oh, it was a great big boat. And oh, that same day we went to a park and it had a swinging bridge on it. And Adeline and Daddy and Mama started swinging the bridge, and I grabbed onto the sides for my dear life. And let's see. Oh, we went to the picnic. Connie and I were the only ones our age there. We were the oldest ones, besides the boys.
Of the kids!
Yeah. And let's see. Have you told them about Uncle Clarence and Aunt Hilda being there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't tell them about Nielsen sitting here.
Oh, were they here?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Kay again. Barney just reminded me that some people by the name of Art Nielsen's have moved here, or are moving here to Westminster. Mom and Pop know them, at least they know Mom and Pop. Art said he knew that Pop real well.
They're
staying at Friedolf Peterson's. They have been living in Montana now, but I believe they're originally from Clarkfield. He, I believe, is in the construction business. He'd just gotten a job here this week, I guess.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he got a job. And we see Friedolf Peterson's in church almost every Sunday. I don't know much more right now to say. Ken,
birthday.
Yeah, Vince has a birthday day after tomorrow.
Is that soon?
He's getting up there like the rest of us are.
He's an old man.
I think Kenny has something here. He's waving his hands. I think he wants to talk, so just a minute.
Yeah, this is Kenny again, and I just wanted to tell you that last Sunday, well, I'm still in confirmation, and last Sunday I joined Junior Luther League, and it was real fun. We got initiated, and that wasn't so fun, but it was. It was pretty fun, and I think it's going to be real fun in the future.
Real more fun.
Yeah, real more fun, as Daddy says.
Funner.
Funner. Extremely more funner.
Dope.
That was Ruthie.
Don't snicker in the microphone.
I just said you don't.
The next voice you hear will be that of my father.
We're running out of, not quite, but it looks like we're going to run out of tape here on this pretty soon, and we'll turn it over then and record the other side. I found only one side recorded on yours, Bill, and I don't know if I accidentally erased half of it or if you just recorded the one side. So I really don't know too much about these recorders here, but this one here, if you turn it over, you can record the other side and then play it back on backwards, sort of. I don't know how you edited yours, but I don't see any way to do that on this machine. Maybe you could tell me how you did that, too. If we go in and talk again, it erases what was on there. And you probably got a system for doing that. I'm going to run out of tape here. I'll turn it over.
Hi, I'm back again. And I wanted to tell you to be sure to get Jeannie and Sherry on the next tape because I'm so anxious to hear their voices and find out which is which. Besides that, they don't write too many letters.
Well, you don't either, do you?
No, I guess I don't either. And I want Stevie and Ricky to write to me, too, because me and Kenny both. Kenny wants them to write, too.
Yeah.
And I want all the other cousins to write, too. Kathy Lee writes to me. And we do pretty good in writing to each other. I guess I owe her a letter right now. And we're all real anxious to meet all the cousins and Bill. And, I mean, we want you all to come out and see us because we want to meet you all. And last week my parakeet died. But I still have my cat and the family. We have our dogs still. I guess you remember them, Fritz and Keisha. Our two great big dogs. And let's see, we haven't been doing very much. This winter we went ice skating. This is the first time our family had ever gone ice skating, and we went up with the junior league. And that was when I was still in it. And Daddy drove us up. He put two bales of hay in the back of the truck, and we had a hay rack ride sort of thing on the way up. And I guess we got more hay down our necks and stuff than we did any place else. I guess we had hay fight is what you call it. And we got up there. I wouldn't get on skate. I guess you find I'm pretty much of a chicken. I guess I'm pretty much of a chicken in all ways. I wouldn't get on skates, but Daddy skated. Mother wouldn't get on skates, and Kenny tried. He did pretty good. Kenny did pretty good. It was his first time on skates, and it's the first time Daddy'd skate in and about.
You'll have to talk more into it.
In about, I don't know, about 20 years. How long?
Yeah, sort of. 50 years.
In about 20 years, but he did real good. Only in one spot, and he went right flat on his back to avoid this little girl. This little girl got in front of him and. He ducked to avoid her, and he went right flat on his back. And you know how Daddy is. He's sort of lazy, and he didn't move for a while. And so Mother got all worried, and she almost rushed out there. And then he finally decided to move. And I guess Mama's...
I'm going to have to stop this for a minute, Ruthie.
Technical difficulties. Okay, the technical difficulties are done with now, I think. And Uncle wants to say some more.
I just thought I'd like to ask Pop how his liver is. Mine has green spots right now. He always said that was a good sign. He might be interested in a clock that I'm working on now. It's an old Gilbert with... Well, it's known as a French clock, although it was made in the United States. It has glass panels on the side and brass pillars. And it was in pretty sad shape, but I've got it licked. So it's running real good, and I'm getting to work on the brass now to get it all shined up. So I think it'll be a real beautiful clock when I get through with it. I imagine Kenny would like to say something to Grandpa, so I'll turn it over to him.
Hi, Grandpa.
Well, as you know, I guess you know just about everything now. Fritz and Keisha are fine. And, oh, I'd like to add one more thing to... Ruthie's hobbies, TV, that's her main one. She's kicking me some more. And, I'm learning how to type. I'm not learning very fast, but I'm starting. And it's kind of fun. And, contrary to what Mommy said on the other side, I don't think Ruthie and I are hams. And, our main thing around here that we have fun at is our supper discussions. We generally have quiet. Ruthie's kicking me again.
Tell him about them.
No, you got.
Well, Ruthie's kicking me. Now, Ruthie, cut that out. I better grab hold. She's trembling. And, for example, tonight. today Daddy was looking during supper. Daddy was looking. That's Ruthie breathing and snorting. Today, Daddy at supper. Daddy was looking through his shirt pocket.
I didn't say I would.
And Daddy's got the paper now, I think. And it was a list, a shopping list. Ruthie was making pizza one night, and she quit kicking me, Ruthie. And she gave this list to Daddy, and I guess Daddy'll tell you it. Well, first of all, she got an F on spelling on that paper, I think, and. You, here, come on, Daddy. Daddy's going to give you some of...
Let him read it.
Okay.
So, it's nice to see how you're getting along in school.
Daddy!
Well,
they're interesting.
I've never
for example,
had
Italian sausage in Italian, capital ITALLIAN. And two cans, tomato, TOMATOE. Sauce, SAUSE, one can of biscuits, BISCUTS, I can't know what the word is. What's that word?
By the way, Ruthie is a real good cook.
That's package.
That's right, I am a good cook. This is package. It's P-A-C-A-G-E, sliced mozzarella, mozzarella, M-O-U-T-R-E.
No, that's a Z.
Oh, Z-E-R-E-L-L-I.
Yeah.
Cheese, C-H-E-E. How do you, is that?
S-E.
S-E?
That's
I
right.
Spelled it right. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Right.
It's, oh, it's
right.
The one below it. It's,
right.
The, it's the one below that. Optional. O-P-P-T-I-A-N-A-L.
Yeah, oh, well, I did not. That's O-N.
I think that's enough spelling for tonight. Let's Mama, did you have?
No, except that Ruthie is a real good cook.
Well, they can't hear you from back there.
I think they can hear me.
Not very good.
My voice seems to carry real well. But Ruthie, despite Ruthie's spelling, she's a very good cook. She makes pizza just out of this world. And she can bake bread. And Saturday, before she went on her slumber party, she baked peanut butter cookies, and they were awfully good.
The preceding has been a pretty good announcement.
These kids are kind of fighting a little bit. I think they're a little unhappy with each other, some of the remarks that are being made. back to Ruthie's cooking. When I went back to Kansas, she took care of the house and did all the cooking, and Barney tells me that she did a real good job of it. It's sort of nice to have a big girl like that. Oh yeah, she is big. She's as tall as I am.
I'm taller.
All right, she's taller than I am.
She weighs more.
I know.
You got to be real careful. You're gonna break that chair, Ruthie. Ruthie, I think, wants us to erase some of this, but I don't think we will.
And I wanted to say something about that being me, my being a good cook. Well, that's because I was going to say that's because I had a good teacher, but being she's been saying all these other remarks, I don't know if I should.
I take it all back. I'm not a ham.
We really don't have any hams in the family.
The biggest one of all.
Are you taking notes?
Well, we didn't want this to be quite that silly. These kids, they
get them as they are.
Yeah, they act that way quite a bit of the time, though.
Well, that's because you tease me.
Tease?
Yes, you tease me. I can't help it if I spell that way, can I?
Well, you should study harder.
I was born this way. What's your excuse?
Oh.
Well, I was hatched.
Oh, no.
Never a dull moment in the Amdahl household.
Yeah.
This Amdahl household, anyway.
Has anyone anything serious to say?
No, nothing serious.
Wait.
Except it's bedtime for the kids.
It is not.
We got
I can think of something else.
It is for Kenny.
We got to listen.
Just 22.
I know.
But Kenny has to.
Well, I think this sounds sort of silly. Do you want to listen to it once?
Yes. I think we better.
We'll play her over once.
Yeah, let's erase.